The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant to Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. A big part of my life as a priest is going to visit people, sometimes at their homes, sometimes in the hospital, really just about anywhere you can imagine, I guess. And I think I was the most struck by this when years ago, just my second year at seminary at Mount Angel, there's the Benedictine nursing home is what it's called right near there, because it used to be run by the Benedictine sisters a long time ago. And there was a man that I used to visit with named John, and he was a World War II veteran. And I really enjoyed visiting him because in many ways he reminded me of my grandfather in so many ways. And my grandfather was also a World War II vet who is still alive. He's 95 years old, and he lives in New Jersey with my aunt and uncle. One of those who lied about his age and entered at 17. So just one of the last few, really, that we have out there of World War II vets that are still alive. And during that time, those visits with John, you know, over just the course of that year, we actually became pretty close to one another. And I remember he was in a tank command, and he told me that he actually was wounded in battle right there within sight of Monte Cassino, the great Benedictine monastery up on the hill of Monte Cassino in Italy. And and it was at that point where he didn't know if he was going to survive. But he did survive. And he came back, and he ended up having 9 children. And he had great kids, you know, and they loved him very much, and they really cared for him. But in that moment that I was visiting with him, just like he would have hoped for them, they had families at that point in their life, and they were taking care of their kids. And I had that profound experience of realizing that, like, often people in that situation are a bit lonely, even though he has a big family that loves him and cares for him. And I got that distinct feeling from the Lord that said, "That's why you're here." In many ways, the way that we are there for one another calls to mind the visitation of our Blessed Virgin Mary to Elizabeth, because there was no really greater visit than that, you know, moment right there. And the greatest compliment anybody could ever give to me and ever does give to me is to say that the Lord is with me, or the Holy Spirit is with me, just like we hear in that amazing exchange. The most biblical prayer that we have is the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that the Lord himself gave to all of us to pray until the end of time. But the next most biblical prayer is the prayer that comes from this very reading in Luke, the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. That whole section comes from this greeting that Mary and Elizabeth exchange amongst one another. And then the rest of it is just a fact. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. That is just a fact that we want in our life, to ask for her intercession in our lives. These visits that we make with other people are similar to what I talked about this weekend in the homily. The relationship of the Holy Trinity is a reciprocal relationship of love. The Father loves the Son, and the Son returns that love to the Father. That's what it's like when we go and we visit somebody. It's an outward emanation of our care for them, and that exchange of their care for us, or their thankfulness that we're there to be with them at that time. And my grandfather was foundational in my life. My grandmother and grandfather lived with us for 6 years in New Jersey. And I think one of the things that I have learned throughout my life is what sacrificial love looked like and what it was like in action. My grandfather, when he came back from the war and married my grandmother, he started an auto upholstery business with like $300 and a sewing machine and like the upholstery that the guy before him left behind. That's amazing to me that you could do that. He worked 80 hours a week, you know, with his brothers, for himself, doing all kinds of extra jobs. I think sometimes when I get to speak with all of you, one of the greatest pains in our hearts and in the heart of this nation is that you know, many of you that are older than me know, and I have the gift of knowing because of my grandparents, that our country was founded on sacrificial love. My grandfather came back, one of the reasons I'm standing here before you today, but many people did not. But it's because our nation displays a quality that many of the soldiers and the people that contributed to the war back then had, which is called resilience. Resilience is a quality that is a very unique quality amongst believers. If you imagine a field of battle, what happens is you're running towards the enemy. And let's say there's one soldier who does not believe in God, and then the other soldier does believe in God. One of them is running towards something far greater than the enemy in front of them. And the other one gets caught in just the trauma of the moment. It's often the difference between somebody who comes back from a terrible thing like war and experiences post-traumatic stress and somebody who somehow, in some way, is able to move on. Because the context of their situation was always far greater than that moment on the battlefield. They were running towards God in the end, even though they were running towards their enemy. When often somebody in that moment who does not believe in something beyond that wasn't able to see that. Our entire faith is based off of the example of sacrificial love. That is what our country was founded on. So when we don't see examples of that in this world, of sacrifice for loving people, sacrifice for loving our country, things kind of fall apart, because we become the center of our own existence instead of the other being more important than us. You know, I'm reading Tom Brokaw's book, The Greatest Generation, right now. And one of the things that many people were taken by, so many of the veterans of that day, was that all of their awards, all of their medals, mostly remained in the closet or just in their office, tucked off in some corner. They rarely ever talked about that service that they gave to their country. It's a true example of heroism to do what they did for the country, to fight, and to come back and just try to start a normal life, without bragging about it, without making themselves the center of attention. It was truly people, a generation that understood what sacrificial love really was. It's examples like that, visiting somebody, the example of our Blessed Mother and Elizabeth sharing over one of the greatest joy that ever was, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world. The last time I visited John, those many years ago, over 10 years ago now, he said to me, "I love you," like I was one of his own children. I'd only known him for probably 9 months of my life. But that is an example of somebody who understood what sacrificial love was really like. And so today, as I said, we celebrate Memorial Day. All of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice of their life, but more important than that, we celebrate the visitation of our Blessed Mother Mary to Elizabeth. Other people who understood what it was like to allow the Lord to rule their life completely and to completely abandon themselves to his providence and to his care. If we can do that, if we can surrender ourselves to the Lord truly, there is no battle, there is no difficulty, there is no, you know, fear that this world could give to any of us that will overcome the love that Christ has for us and for his church. We can do all things through Christ. God bless you all.